It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's in. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, in your day, the Refreshing Way.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast of Torso Ministry. It is Thursday, June the 8th. God bless you this morning. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice. Be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. That's Psalms 118:24 and Psalms 122, verse 1. Time for our opening prayer. My lovely wife will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Eternal Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship. We pray that as we open up your word, you'll feed us fresh manna from heaven this morning by anointing the words for our pastor and filling him with your spirit. Help us, Lord, always to draw nigh to you as we grow in grace and wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about time. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. Lift up your head, your redemption is nigh. Let glad alleluia mount up to the sky.
right, my friends, our topic today is the world owes a debt to the people of God. The world owes a debt to the people of God. We're studying Acts chapter 27, and we're glad that you're with us this morning. The world owes a debt to the people of God. All right, let's pray. Father in heaven, as we study Acts 27, we ask for the Spirit of the living God to fall afresh upon us. We thank you for all you've done in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, it's time now for us to study this wonderful chapter. And when it was determined that we should sail into Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners unto one named Julius, a centurion of the Augustus band. Remember, he's going to Caesar Augustus. And so I guess one of Caesar's lead soldiers is who this is referring to. And entering into a ship of Adramyttium, we launched, meaning to sail by the coast of Asia, one Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, being with us. And the next day we touched at Sidon, and Julius courteously entreated Paul and gave him liberty to go unto his friends to refresh himself. That was nice. And when he had launched from thence, you know, this is a reminder that all prison guards aren't evil. All policemen aren't evil. All magistrates aren't evil. All judges aren't evil. God has his people. They may not be the majority, and there are a lot of people that have these jobs, that hate these jobs, and they take that hatred out on the prisoners. All prison wardens aren't evil. And, you know, God has people on the inside and the outside ministering for him. Everybody in jail isn't there because they're guilty. Some are doing prison ministry from the inside. And we've seen that in the book of Acts. And when we had launched hence, we sailed under Cyprus, because the winds were contrary. And when we had sailed over the Sea of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra and the city of Lycia. And there the centurion found a ship of Alexandria sailing to Italy, and he put us therein. And when we had sailed slowly many days and scarce were come over against Cydnus, the wind not suffering us, we sailed under Crete, over against Salmone, and hardly passing it, came unto a place which is called the Fair Havens, nigh whereunto was the city of Lycia. You know, it's so interesting, you know, back in the day, they had to sail based on which way the wind was blowing. If it was blowing a certain way, they might have had to take a detour so that they could just keep sailing and then maybe pick up another wind and go a different way. Now, when much time was spent and when sailing was now dangerous because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them and said unto them, "Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only to the lading and ship, but also of our lives." So, brothers and sisters, the world owes a debt to the people of God. When we are in the Spirit, when we are connected to God, when we study his word and pray and seek his face, God speaks to his people through strong impressions, sometimes through verbal communication, through whatever means, dreams, visions. And he will often tell us, Paul was a prisoner and he was giving them counsel, we should not sail any further. It's going to be bad. And so if they had listened to Paul, they would have avoided much stress, as we will see. So that's the point, brothers and sisters. A lot of the reasons why the winds are kept in check. In the Bible, it says God kept the four winds in check until his servants were sealed in their forehead. So God has more people that he wants to know the truth and that will accept the truth. And it's God's people who are already in certain amounts of truth, because we don't all know all truth. We just know we can know all that we're supposed to know, okay? But there's more truth because we'll be learning more truth throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. What we're basically saying is that some who know truth are to go out and share truth with others that more might be saved. And when the gospel of the kingdom is properly preached to all the world by God's standard, then shall the end come. And so, the reason why the great disasters haven't happened yet is because God still has people, and he has people that are trying to reach those people. So he's holding the winds of strife until the servants of God are sealed in their forehead. I'll get that scripture for you. It's in the book of Revelation. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. You know, that reminds me of, you know, many people, if you tell them that, hey, you can overcome hypertension with lifestyle change, with a live-free lifestyle, and which includes cleansing and trusting in God, cleansing, the 8 laws of health and natural remedies, the 4 components of the live-free lifestyle. But they would rather listen to a medical doctor that says, no, you need to use lisinopril. Now, we're not here to argue about drug medication, brothers and sisters, and we're not saying that you can come off of drugs right away. But I can tell you there weren't any drugs in the Garden of Eden, and there won't be any in heaven. And we are to go back to Eden, and we are to prepare for heaven, okay, and as best we can. And I am here to tell you most people are taking drug medications that are unnecessary because they won't follow the live-free lifestyle. We'd rather listen to the doctor than to the people of God, who God has sent to give us messages. But not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euryclidon. Now, let me make sure I got the verse before that. Let me see. Okay, let me just go with verse 12. And because the haven was not commodious to winter in, the more part advised to depart then, and by it, and by any means, they might attain to Phinehas, where and there to winter, which is an haven of Crete, and lieth toward the south and west and northwest. So southwest and northwest. So they wouldn't listen to Paul because they said this is not the best place to winter in. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosing them, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after, there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euryclidon. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat, which, when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksand, strake sail, and were so driven. Now, those people who are into shipping, especially ancient shipping, would understand all these terms and exactly what they were doing to the ship. But we know, we who were not into ancient shipping, we just know when they talk about which were when they had taken up, used helps, undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksand, strake sail, and were so driven. We know they were in trouble. Can we say amen? We know they were in trouble. And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. Those who just come on, we're studying Acts 27 with the title, The World Owes a Debt to the People of God. Paul the Apostle had been told by God that this was not a good trip. He was a prisoner now. Of course, they're going to listen to the ship professionals more than they would listen to Paul. But see, God, Paul was in touch with the one who made the wind and the waves and the sea and who created all things. And that's what I'm talking about. God's people, brothers and sisters, have an edge because we know the one who created. That's why we keep the Sabbath, because it is a memorial of his creation, creative power. And even to be saved, you must be recreated, called born again. That's why we keep the Sabbath, to commemorate our salvation, because we're created by God in anew. So why would people want to get away from the Sabbath when it's the very sign of their salvation? Salvation is when you're recreated and born again. That's what guarantees, when you're a new creature, all things are become new, the Bible says. Old things are passed away, the Bible says. That means it's recreated. The Sabbath is that memory or memorial that God is the creator, and therefore he can create in you a clean heart? Are you burdened by alcoholism and other addictions, sexual addictions, alcohol addictions, drug addictions? Are you bombarded with fear and pride, and is your marriage in trouble? Why not try Jesus? Oh, Jesus can save any marriage. Jesus can save any school. Jesus can save a church. If the church, the school, the marriage, the entity will surrender to the basic principles of God, my friends. All right, let's keep reading. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after a long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete and have to gain this harm and loss. Now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. So here Paul says, listen, now they're just reeking and, you know, railing, and the ship is tempestuously tossed. And Paul stands up and says, sirs, you should have listened. We shouldn't have set sail from Crete. However, nobody will die, but this ship is going to be destroyed. You see, that's called the spirit of prophecy. That's where God gave him a prophetic message as to what's going to happen in the end for that ship, okay? And so now they're listening to Paul a little bit more because obviously he was right. You see, God was talking to Paul. And there stood by me this night the angel of God. So he's telling them how he knows this. He said, be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. Verse 23, for there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. He had no fear to tell them, I serve the living God, and he sent his angel to me, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. They owed a debt to Paul because God was going to get Paul to witness before Caesar. All the people of that ship, because they were with Paul, will be saved, brothers and sisters. That's what God does. So a lot of times the people around you, just because they're around you, they're going to be saved. My brothers and sisters, you need to go and look up on YouTube if you want to. There's a documentary, a full documentary that may not be on YouTube, but I forgot the name. But it's the story of Desmond Doss. Desmond Doss. He was the first conscientious objector to win the Medal of Honor. And I will tell you, there's no Medal of Honor winner that has ever done what Desmond Doss did. Most of the Medal of Honor winners did whatever they did one time. They ran and they took a machine gun and they just, you know, saved their whole platoon or something like that with their heroism. Or they sometimes it's posthumously, meaning they died in the act. They jumped on a mine or on a grenade so that their buddies wouldn't die. They get awarded and their family gets the reward a little later because they died. Or they ran up on a pillbox and threw in a satchel charge under enemy fire. Bravery, immense bravery, beyond the call of duty. They get the Medal of Honor. But Desmond Doss refused to carry a weapon. He refused to carry a weapon. And he was a soldier. He became a medic. And he kept the Sabbath while he was in there. And they threw shoes at him. And they ridiculed him. And they cursed at him. And they called him crazy. And they tried to get him kicked out of the army because of his religious views. But, oh, when they got to Guam, and they were out there scared to death, and they were injured, Desmond Doss, without a rifle, would go crawling up, and whatever he had to do, he would drag those men. He wasn't a big man. He would drag those men to safety, treat them. And so their morale was okay because they said, I know Desmond will come, even though it's enemy fire all around. Desmond would be, the angels would help him dodge the bullets, and he would get to the men. And so when they went to attack the Mita Escarpment, a big hill, they came under fierce enemy fire, and 100 men of their company were driven off, but only 25 made it. The other 75 were either dead or wounded on the top. Desmond Doss with no weapon. There were grenades flying, machine guns, snipers, regular infantrymen. The Japanese were overrunning the escarpment, yet he hid and slid and found each of those 75 men, and 75 times he let them down a steep cliff on a rope, then would go back into the enemy and find another one and bring them back to the edge of the escarpment. You don't find a Medal of Honor winner. It takes God to do stuff like that, brothers and sisters. And all night, he was a bloody mess. All night he did this, brothers and sisters. And so when they had another mission, they said, we want Desmond. It wasn't even his time to go out. He was on R&R. And they said, Desmond, we know you don't have to go, but they wanted the man of God with them. And they wanted, and see, he would go before the mission. He would pray for them, not the priest. Desmond would pray. They wanted Desmond to pray. And whenever Desmond would pray, miracles would happen. And so they actually asked him one time if he would go on this mission that he didn't even have to go on. And I think it might have even been the Sabbath. But he said, you know, the Lord says we can do good on the Sabbath. And so he said, let me finish my devotion first. Now, this is a private in the army. And his commanding officer said, okay, we'll wait for you. So he sent the request all the way up to the chain of command to the general and said, we need to wait for Private Desmond, who needs to finish his devotion, because the men will not want to fight and will not have morale to fight unless Desmond is with them. Brothers and sisters, we owe the people of God a debt. Now, I want people to owe a debt to me. I want to be one of the people of God. How about you? But brothers and sisters, as people of God, we are here to help humanity. We are supposed to do something good in life and not do evil in life. We are not supposed to get involved in folly and bring a bad name on God's cause. We are supposed to be the head and not the tail. We're supposed to have the answer to the cancer problems of this life, brothers and sisters. We are supposed to be able to bring down the high blood pressure in society, and I mean literal high blood pressure. We ought to have a solution for the diabetes that is plaguing this world, and we do, brothers and sisters, and that's what God's people are supposed to do, and God is going to have a wave, a tidal wave of a movement as we get into these last days that will go out and reach the world and tell the people and show the people that God has a plan, that we can live free from these conditions. Brothers and sisters, the World Health Organization has just, their director has just said a new pandemic is on the horizon. That's fine, but we knew how to deal with the previous one, but most people wouldn't listen, brothers and sisters, and many, many people died. The Trump administration said this was man-made. Nobody listened to Trump. Now the Biden administration wants a certain primary doctor resigned. Just now said the Department of Energy from this administration said it was man-made. That means everything we went through, it was not natural causes, brothers and sisters. It was a creation of mankind in a laboratory. And God told us and he showed us what to do and how to do it. And now people are suffering, brothers and sisters, because of blood clots and other things that are happening because they decided to go a different way instead of God's way. Oh, it was not popular to go God's way. You were talked about if you went God's way. But, oh, my brothers and sisters, it's so much better. Athletes falling dead and so many other things happening, my friends. I have the data in the book, The Biblical Booster. You can contact us about that. We have the data. They can't hide it. It's not secret anymore. What do we tell you? One out of every 40, approximately, one out of every 40 people who took the Pfizer shot died within 90 days in the clinical trial. That is a fact. We have the data. That's the data that they didn't want to hand over, but they were forced by a federal judge to hand it over because of the Freedom of Information Act. This is still not really prevalently taught, but it's the truth, brothers and sisters. One out of every 40 people, we've got the data, died in the clinical trial. While we were told it was 95% safe. Somebody was not telling the truth, brothers and sisters. And when the Republican Party actually said, when we win the House, we're going to have a certain prominent doctor have to, we're going to make him testify under oath. You heard that that doctor was resigning from his post. Okay? I'm here to tell you, friends, we're not against people. We're not against Republicans. We're not against Democrats. We're just for God. We're part of that people of God that the world owes a debt to. You see, we know what to do. And if you don't get on board and start following the health message of the Bible, I'm here to tell you, if you keep following man's methods that disagree with God, we don't have a problem if man has a method that agrees with God. And I don't care what your church says. Churches, most of them have apostatized. And they will sell you out so that they can look good in front of the government or whoever they want to look good in front of. You better stop listening to church, and you need to start listening to God. Now, when church agrees with God, that's fine. But if church does not agree with God, you follow God, my friend. That's what you should do. And so I'm here to tell you that we took golden seal and myrrh and colloidal silver and made sure we didn't eat the flesh of dead animals, which created lots of inflammation in the body. We made sure we got off dairy products and we ate whole foods, lots of fruits and vegetables. And so if we got that condition, we didn't have all this inflammation already in our bodies. And so it just went over like a common cold for most people. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, if it's man-made, we probably all caught it because it was made to be caught. It was made to be more lethal. It was created in a lab, excuse me, to be more lethal. And here I'm telling you, when we get to the health message, we're going to give you some things to do because the air quality, because of those fires that are in Canada, is coming down. And if you don't get yourself together, elderly people are dying or getting really sick, children dying, getting really sick, people with asthma and other things, you better listen up because God has a plan. And we follow God's plan, we're better off. Okay, so let's get back to the lesson here. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul. For thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. We're going to be shipwrecked. We're going to be on an island, but we're all going to be saved. But when the 14th night was come, and we were driven up and down in Adria, about midnight the shipmen deemed that they should draw that they drew near some country, and sounded and found it 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little further, they sounded again and found it 15 fathoms. So I guess what they did is they could either shout or blow something, and they could count how long the echo would come back. That's what I'm thinking that concept is talking about. Then, and therefore they could judge the distance. Then fearing lest they should have fallen upon rocks, they cast forth four anchors out of the stern, that's the back of the ship, and wished for the day. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea under color, as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship, Paul said this to the centurion and to the soldiers, Except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. So basically, I think they had a lifeboat, not an inflatable one, but, you know, a little smaller ship. And they were some of them were trying to escape off of it. And Paul said, listen, if they leave the big ship, they're going to die. By this time, the centurion was listening to Paul. So he made sure that didn't happen. So he cut the ropes and let the small boat go. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, This day is the 14th day that ye have tarried and continued fasting, having taken nothing. Whereof I pray you take some meat. For this is for your health, for there shall not an hair fall from your head, from the head of any of you. Paul was a medical missionary, and he was helping them stay healthy. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some meat. And we were all we were in all the ship, 216 souls. And when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship and cast out the wheat into the ship. And when it was day, they knew not the land, but they discovered a certain creek with a shore, into the which they were minded, if it were possible, to thrust in the ship. And when they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves unto the sea, and loosed the rudder bands, and hoist up the mainsail to the wind, and made toward shore. And falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the fore part stuck fast and remained unmovable, but the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, you see, he got it. He said, "Ah, this man's saving our lives. We better keep him around. If you kill him, then it's because of him that we're doing all right. It's because of him that we're saved." And so he wouldn't let them kill Paul. He wouldn't let them kill the prisoners because of Paul. Kept them from their purpose and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. And the rest, some on board, some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. Oh, my brothers and sisters, God is good, and the world owes a debt to the people of God. This is just a symbol that these men would not have been alive if Paul had not been with them. My friends, let's be the people of God so that we can be a blessing to humanity. Father in heaven, bless us now. We thank you so much for your love and mercy. Bless us as we transition and we come back and talk about what to do to stay healthy during this air crisis, a poisonous air crisis in the world today because of the Canadian fires. Be with us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, friends, we're going to be back in about 8 minutes. We have the Torso Song as our song of intermission. May God be with you as we transition at this time.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. being hampered, this is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. You're a up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. Disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vows.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Come and see.
Amen. Many of us, brothers and sisters, have been receiving notifications, warnings on our phone about the air quality. We've heard from people east of us. We're in Pennsylvania, that and I saw something that it showed. It was like it was dark, but it was actually light in New York City. So people more easterly And I don't know, from what I understand, it's supposed to go down even further south, but you might have been receiving already warnings on your phone about the air quality. So, friends, you've got to breathe. You can't hold your breath. But it's probably better. This is the one time where it might not be good to just get out and get a bunch of fresh air if the air quality is really, really bad. But the bottom line is that I'm going to give you some remedies that you can use just to help your respiratory system, your immune system. And I want to present to you the Torso Rocket Fuel. Some elements of this will be optional, but I'm going to give you the traditional Rocket Fuel and then kind of tell you how Torso has improved it. So basically, Rocket Fuel is a natural remedy that makes a little bit more than a quart. So you basically start with 3 cups of water, pure water, distilled, spring, whatever, reverse osmosis, 3 cups of water, and then a cup of lemon juice. That lemon juice is very good, high in vitamin C. It actually helps to cleanse your body of toxins as well. So 1 cup of lemon juice, 3 cups of water. And then you actually put in either a bulb of garlic or at least 12 cloves. Maybe at least minimum 8 to 12 cloves or a bulb of garlic. Now, if it's those big old elephant garlic is real, real strong, you might not be able to take that much. But anyway, you cut off, you know, the flaky skin, you know, so you just want the smooth part of the garlic. You put that in there. Then you put in about 2 teaspoons of ginger or a nice little chunk of ginger, whole ginger, but I like the ginger powder. About 2 teaspoons of ginger, and then a pinch of cayenne pepper, and then you sweeten it to taste. If you have sugar restrictions, then use agave. If you don't, then you can add honey, and then you blend all that up. Now, what we did at Torso to improve it, we add 2 teaspoons of turmeric, and we add a small, like half an onion to the mix. And so that's the Torso Rocket Fuel. And if you do this, it will actually help you keep your lungs clearer and help you breathe better. And we highly recommend that. We also have a lung immune herbal extract. You might want to get that off of our website, the Torso website, T-O-R-S-O-E. Just type in lung in the search box and you'll see it, lung immune herbal extract. Click the one where you see the full text. Because some of them will just, you know, when you're searching the whole site, so it just might actually show you other things. But you want to, or just go to the shop where it says store or shop, and then it's alphabetical, lung immune herbal extract. All right? So if you do the Rocket Fuel, drink about a quart a day. If you have problems with breathing, if you have asthma, and if you have challenges in this way, it'll just help you as a natural remedy. Just to keep your lungs clearer and your immune system up to fight whatever might be in the air. If you go outside and it's really bad, you probably should wear a mask. People had to wear masks with COVID and people were wearing them outside when nobody else was around. Well, this is the time that wasn't good to wear a mask when nobody else was around and you're outside all by yourself. The government didn't even tell you to do that. And they were just saying, you know, when you got too close to people. But people wore them all the time. You saw people riding a bike 30 feet away from anybody else, and they had a mask on riding a bike. This might be a time, if it's real bad in your area, you might need to put a mask on. But the bottom line, friends, is you're just going to have to use natural remedies to keep yourself built up. Now, you can do contrast showers. I recommend that just to build up your immune system. 3 minutes hot, 30 seconds cold. 3 minutes hot, 30 seconds cold. 3 minutes hot, 30 seconds cold. In with cold. If you don't have that kind of time, do 1 minute hot, 10 seconds cold, 1 minute hot, 10 seconds cold, 1 minute hot, 10 seconds cold. After the treatment, rest for about 30 minutes. Try not to let your feet touch a cold floor, so have some footies or socks or house shoes, and that is a wonderful immune booster. So these are a couple things, 3 things that you can do. The lung immune herbal extract, which we can ship out to you. You have Rocket Fuel, which again is 3 cups of water, 1 cup of lemon juice, sweetened to taste. But you add 2 teaspoons of ginger, a pinch of cayenne, and the Torso Rocket Fuel adds 2 teaspoons of turmeric and a half of a small onion. You blend all that together, okay? You blend it together. So it's nice to have a nice high-power blender. And, again, you might want to add a little sweetener if you need to. If you are diabetic or have sugar restrictions, if you have a case of candida, which is often mispronounced candida, you might have to use like agave nectar as opposed to honey. If you don't have sugar restrictions, honey should be acceptable, and you sweeten it to taste, and it tastes like a strong ginger ale, my friend. It's really nice. All right, drink about a quart of that if you're an adult. If you've got children, you know, I'm not talking about infants because, you know, you find out what they say. I think an infant shouldn't have honey until they're a certain age. But I'm just talking about your children. I think an adult can be 12 years old and over can take a full quart if they can take that much in a day. You can take, and these are, you know, you don't need a whole bunch of rocket fuel unless you have a real problem. If you don't, you just might want to make some and just take a sip of it every once in a while. Keep it in the refrigerator. It'll last for many, many days. Maybe take about half that amount if you're ages 6 to 11, and maybe a fourth of that if you're like maybe, 2 to 6, something like that. So that's how we do it, friends. All right, roll call time. We're starting with Facebook. We have South Carolina. We have Georgia. We have the country in Africa, Kenya. We have North Carolina. We have Illinois. Praise God for my friend. Grew up with Illinois. Praise God. Virginia. And we have Louisiana. We have Virginia again. And on the call, we have Ohio. We have Maryland. We have Delaware, Delaware, and Delaware again. We have New Jersey. We have we have Georgia. And we have Missouri. Phone lines are open, friends. Just press *6. I'll read the comments already given. We have some good mornings from Kenya, from Brother Ohm. We have from Sister Vicky, good morning. We have good morning from Brother Peyton. We have good morning from Sister Salita. And we've got good morning from my dear sister Tuesday. Amen. Praise God. All right, friends, anybody want to share anything, just press *6 if you have a testimony, if you have a prayer request. I will tell you that the plan, now God might change this plan, but the plan is to come together on Sabbath and redo the message because it did not come over well in the church's Zoom. So we're going to repeat the message from last Sabbath. So the message was entitled, let me think about it. Okay, The Mental Fun of Fundamentals. The Mental Fun of Fundamentals. Come learn how following God's principles will keep you from a lot of trouble, okay? Come learn how to do that, friends. We have a Zoom. We'll post it on Facebook. We'll be right here at Torso Ministry with our system, and we should be able to share that and record it as well, okay? The Mental Fun of Fundamentals, that's 12 noon on Sabbath on Zoom church service. We welcome you to join us. All right, my friends, God is good. Don't forget to pick up your book, The Biblical Booster. If you haven't gotten one, go to biblicalbooster.org. And if you put in the code TORSO 15, TORSO 15, you'll save $15. The book is $60. It is the book that is full of multimedia. It's full of QR codes. It's got linking you to videos, and many of whom we have done ourselves. It has over 180 color pictures. It is full of poetry, written by yours truly by the grace of God, and it's going to tell you what to do because new pandemics are coming. Biblicalbooster.org. Pick up your copy today, my friends. Torso 15, T-O-R-S-O-E 15, will give you $15 off. So to your door, it will be $45, but that's $45 that can save your life, my friends. So don't hesitate to get your copy. 322 pages of The Biblical Booster. There's no one in the queue. So we'll, at this time, be prepared to close out. May God bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Before closing prayer, we want to wish you God's richest blessing. My wife will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the message this morning, giving us fresh manna from heaven. And now we ask that your spirit will continue to guide us throughout this day. Please allow us to be able to seek your face throughout the day as we do service unto you and also unto man. Help us to be faithful and help us to be able to be redeemed when you return. We pray for special blessings to be granted to all of us, Lord. We ask for spiritual, mental, and physical healing. And we ask that we can be always, always in your perfect will. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now undreamed of. God bless you.
Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will.